Welcome to This Bible Podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in.
My name is Jenny Hendricks, and I usually go by she or her. As far as identification, I am an elder in the Alabama West Florida Conference. I've been in the pulpit and have been now serve in a different capacity. And it's hard for me to do identity without saying that I am the parent of a toddler. I just feel like that's necessary for my lens right now. While everything's coming in and going out, it's filtered through that. So, all right, Exodus 5, 10 through 23. So the taskmasters and the supervisors of the people went out and said to the people, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go and get straw yourselves wherever you can find it, but your work will not be lessened in the least." So the people scattered throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Complete your work, the same daily assignment as you were given, as when you were given straw." And the supervisors of the Israelites, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why did you not finish the required quantity of bricks yesterday and today as you did before?" Then the Israelite supervisors came to Pharaoh and cried, "Why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.' Look how your servants are beaten. You are unjust to your own people." He said, "You are lazy, lazy. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Go now and work, for no straw shall be given you, but you shall still deliver the same number of bricks." The Israelite supervisors saw that they were in trouble when they were told, "You shall not lessen your daily number of bricks." As they left Pharaoh, they came upon Moses and Aaron, who were waiting to meet them. And they said to them, "The Lord look upon you and judge. You have brought us into bad odor with Pharaoh and his officials and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses turned again to the Lord and said, "O Lord, why have you mistreated this people? Why did you ever send me? Since I first came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has mistreated this people, and you have done nothing at all to deliver your people." Is this the word of God for the people of God?
Thanks be to God. It's so good. It's everything I love about the this like Pharaoh Yahweh competition. What the first thing I wonder is, why do you think that this is the passage that they pick, that the lectionary powers that be pick this for Thursday, the day after Ash Wednesday?
So first of all, I did not do my research. So because I'm out of the cycle, I did not know that it was Thursday, the first week, the first day coming out of Lent. It's in Lent, you're up against a losing battle, usually that time of Lent, or you're supposed to be real sad, right? Our job as pastors, you're supposed to be real sad and real bad about yourself.
We're going to spend a season of sadness.
Just to like bear down on you.
Which I think a little bit, I feel like in the pandemic, it feels really bad to bring the pain.
Well, that was my thought though, is that in the pandemic, is this not what we're all doing? Like you're supposed to do the same thing, but your people are not there. Right? Yeah. You're supposed to do all the same things, but we're not giving you any straw.
You know, somebody said to me the other day, like, "Oh, I think like with this variant, we should be close to herd immunity and then things can go back." And I was like, I am scared of that because I don't think I can sustain the workload that I once did. Like, I don't know what has changed in me, but it has changed.
Yeah. Healthy balance.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. I don't understand. And even so, like, I feel exhausted, right? Like, I feel like I am just trying to grind to make bricks.
Yeah. But the people, but I don't know if the people who expect us to do more are, I don't really think it's the, again, this is a comparison that's going to go the wrong way. But I think a lot of times the ones who are expecting us to do more with less are church members, right? We think of that as the bricks, but it's not, right? the bricks of the ministry. I don't really know in there, but it does feel like the unreal expectations that are set on us as clergy folks, especially those who were in the local church, is just not sustainable. But they had to go through that to realize that it was not going to be sustainable, right? They had to be told that, or they wouldn't have left.
Like, it's so crazy though, because like it's very clearly unsustainable. And it's happened because Moses has said, like, Pharaoh, God wants you to let us go. And Pharaoh's like, you don't need to worship, you're lazy, right? Mm-hmm. And then the people are like, why would you ask him? Now it's worse, right? Mm-hmm. And I think when we start to hope for something better, often it gets worse first, right? It often, like, you have to go through the pain to get to the other side. Like, I think about, like, anybody who does recovery, right? It's not like, oh, you know, and then it was all great. Like, no, it was really hard. And now my life, like, feels more manageable.
And also the, somewhere there's a, I mean, it's a probably obvious one, but there's a link somewhere too between, like, the appearance or whatever it looks like to set yourself apart and to go away and to worship or to rest or whatever the link between worship and rest is too. And just the way that the, just the juxtaposition and how hard it is in a context of a church or in a structure to just like, or anybody in our society, to just like, I'm intentionally going to take some time away and go and do this thing. Right. And the pushback that is there that they're feeling, especially if they don't even want to do it, but they're not even necessarily on board with doing it, but it's just, it is hard and it's difficult to do that and then calls them lazy.
I'm always also struck by this, like, and I think like Brueggemann's done plenty on this, right? I don't need to, but like it is, it always hits home for me that like the economy of Pharaoh says like work, 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 and don't stop. And if you stop, you're lazy. Mm. And the economy of God says like, no, you're actually supposed to rest.
Right. Like I made that for you.
Right. Like
it's rude that you're not taking it.
It's part of the plan. You know, I think one of the self-disciplines that Christy, my wife, does is like she has to remind herself that when she is sitting on the couch, taking some time, she's not being lazy, right? She is like renewing and rejuvenating. Cause I think, you know, it's not just work, right? It's also like you have a toddler. This is nonstop, right? Like it turns out your kid wants to eat every day. Like she just ate yesterday.
In your lap while you're standing up, right? Like that's not possible.
Right. But it's the preference.
But it is the preference.
Right. And so, so it feels like I can't stop, right? Like
it's interesting that we've gone this direction. Maybe we just both need a Sabbath, but my supervisor asked me a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, what vacation have you taken this year? And I was like, oh, I got a spreadsheet, right? I keep up with it.
I can account for it.
Right. I was like, this is what I get. You know, this is how many years I've been in service. This is how many years I get. This is when I've taken it. You know, I even put in there when Daddy had her accident. And anyways, and she was like, no, I just want to make sure that you took all four of them. I was like, oh, I mean, I got a couple left, but I'll work on that before it, you know, before it's all said and done. It was just very, the first place I went was a need to defend, you know, and Moses doesn't do a lot of defense. He just says, let us go.
Yeah.
I wish I could not be I could be less defensive and just say like, I would like to go worship. And he, you know, not as good as Moses, turns out.
Yeah, weird.
I didn't kill anybody either. So, you know,
you got that going for you. And you know, what's interesting, he's not defensive to Pharaoh, but he's super defensive to God, right? Like he's like, God, why'd you set me up for this? Like people are mad at me. Pharaoh's mad at me. Things are worse. Like, what are you doing? And God's like, no, I don't think you understand. My way is better, right? But like, it's so easy to forget God's way, right? It's so easy to forget like what it means to like be in those rhythms. I think we get just like swallowed up by the economy of like consumerism and capitalism.
For me, it has, I've been thinking about the things that make me feel myself or make me feel like who I think God created me to be. And one of those is working out or training for something. But for me to do that, I had to stop and be like, I'm gonna have to pay somebody to watch my child so I can go run without her and exercise without her, which is just the saddest adult statement ever, right? Let me spend my extra money so I can pay someone to watch my child in my free time so that I can go run. But that's one of the things that God, you know, it's one of the things that God has given me to make me, you know, to sort of step away and have that Sabbath and to care for myself and to live in God's world and not mine, or not this one so much. And it is hard. I mean, it's just hard. That's all.
It is. It takes, so it all takes intention, right? Like if we're not intentional, it's not going to happen.
So what are our bricks and what are our straw? That's what I want to know.
Oh, what are our bricks and what are What's our straw? Brick? So I am starting a new ministry. And so in some ways, I think I hold up like how many people come Sunday night as my brick. Like, look, okay, I have to make this many bricks. Like, no, you don't. You have to create a space in downtown Mountain View where like people can know that together they can connect with something bigger than themselves. That like, for me, following Jesus changes everything, right? And so whether they come to follow Jesus or whether they come to connect deeply in community, we are going to experience something bigger than ourselves together. What are your bricks?
I mean, now that I'm not in the local church, I'm serving in a different way. It is, I mean, I have like I have a real to-do list. It's much more like, I can feel like I got something done in the day, right? Yeah. It's a lot more like check things off. I do think, I mean, when my breaks, you know, it's just like making people turn their work in first stuff. they're not exciting bricks. I'll be very clear about that. They're not exciting bricks. I enjoy them. They're not exciting. I just feel like, but I'm comfortable in my like 4-page long to-do list, right? Very detailed 4-page long to-do list. And so if God was to tell me, well, we're going to go into the desert where they don't make any bricks, right? Like that would be a hard thing for me it would take me a long time to adjust to that. And they don't adjust well either. I mean, it takes them a good long time and they feel like we're just wandering in the desert when God's like, or I'm preparing you to go right into another thing to do this other thing, or I'm going to do this other thing that you're going to be part of. And I'm trying to get you ready for that. It is hard. It's hard for me in situations where this wouldn't bother me as much. I'd be like, it's just another thing to do, right? Gather right, straw. Right.
That's fine.
Yeah. And check that one off easily.
Right. Also, I'm going to find all the straw.
That's you would have a competition about
this. Yeah. I'd be like, who can find the most?
Yeah.
Would you pray for us?
Let's pray. Lord, we do give thanks for this day and for this time. Whether it be through the guise of a podcast, I just give thanks for the ability and the time to be with Sam in this place over lunch. So Lord, we just give thanks for this. And we just ask that somehow through the ways that we hear and interpret scripture through your Holy Spirit, that it might in some way bring meaning to one another and to those around us. Lord, we just ask that as we go throughout the rest of our day, we might even be more mindful of what our bricks and our straw are, not so that we focus on those things, so that we might remember that who we are is more important than the thing that we do. And that is that we are a child of God. So Lord, we just ask that you would be with us this day. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Even though you got the Old Testament put in Jesus, seemed right.
I'm good with it. I still love Jesus.